if you can trust me, if I can trust you or not. Some people God trusts when his people get big-headed. And they forget that they're God's people instead of, you know, their people. They think that they're their people instead of God's people. God trusts people on different levels for different things. But when it comes to God's people, God will not put you in a position that he cannot trust you.
My God.
And how do you know? Because there will always be conflict with somebody that God haven't put there. The problem comes when we put ourselves in position. And God has nothing to do with it. But God will test you when you do it. And he's going to test you even if he do it. So God is always throwing tests at us as leaders and people worship and grow together. So he took me to a very, very old text. When I read it, you won't get it until I tell you. But let's go to Genesis chapter 22. Let's examine the story. Jesus chapter 22. Genesis. Y'all got it. It's all about him. 22 verse 9. Let me read down to 13. Genesis chapter 22 verse 9. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the dagger to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And the Lord, and he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering unto in his stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Can God trust you? Can God trust you? Co-pastor, the Lord has been trusting you, and he's been blessing you. A promise is made to Abraham back in chapter 12, who he would become and who he would be. But it did not occur at the time that he thought it would come. Abraham had God's promise, but only God moves in God's time. Who he would become wouldn't appear until chapter 21. Then he will receive the promise. Before that, Abraham had to face some tests that is a part of his progress and development to his destiny. First, there was the family test when he had to leave his loved ones and step out on faith and go to a land God had promised to him. And he passed the test.
Well.
Then there was the farewell test when he gave Lot the first choice of the land. And he passed that test. Next there was the fighting test, when he came against five kings. He was not afraid, and he passed that test. Then there was the fortune test, when he said no to the wealth of Sidon, and he passed that test. And then there was another test, when he lied about his wife being his sister. He didn't pass that test.
Well.
Abraham did not pass every test. I found out something, Pastor Carpenter. It's interesting that God does not kick us to the curb when we don't pass every test. I found out that it's interesting that God allowed Abraham to move forward and he didn't pass every test. I believe that God have allowed a lot of us to move forward, even though we haven't passed every test. The lesson we learn from the life of Abraham is that God does not kick us to the curb when we fail. Is there anybody here but myself is glad God didn't kick you to the curb? He is so good that he allows us to keep moving forward even though we don't pass every test. That lets me know that promotion is not based on progress, but promotion is based on faithfulness. That is why we should be thankful. Because God looks, way beyond our faults. And he sees our needs. Let's look at a very familiar scene in the life of Abraham. We get happy when we read this passage of scripture, Pastor. When we get to the part where God works with Abraham and Abraham calls the place Jehovah Jireh. Oh, we get happy off of Jehovah Jireh, don't we? He will provide. You know? We just love saying that. You know, God will provide. You know, we can shout on that. But that's not the end of the story. For in verse 15 we see that after Abraham renamed the place, an angel speaks to him on behalf of God. And he says to him, "Now I know that you really fear God. This is a test about God providing one last test to Abraham. And now he's ready to move into his position. He's ready to move into his promise that was made 10 chapters ago. Abraham is not an overnight success. Is there anybody here who can testify that God took you through something and that he developed you while he was taking you through it? Can you testify that you did not just think the way you're thinking now? You did not move the way you move now. And you did not have that kind of faith that you had a long time ago. We have got to trust God's progress. The enemy wants us to fall apart. But he cannot do anything because God promised it. The only thing the enemy can do is slow us up. But we are in God's hands. So the question becomes, how do I handle progress so that I don't miss the promise? Well, the first thing we have to do is we have to make sure that we are in the right place. Well, God sends us to the assignment.
That's right.
We can be out of place.
Amen.
Place matters. God placed pastor and co-pastor here 13 years. So God told Abraham, go to the region of Moriah, to the mountain I have picked out. God told Abraham, when you go to the region, I will show you the mountain. Don't pick your own mountain. My question is, can you learn to trust God when God does not give you all the details? When God do not give you all the answers? Some people are looking for a sign. They say, God, when you show me something, I will move.
Watch it.
God comes back and say, when you move, I'll show you something. Because I want to see if you have the faith to trust me, even though you don't have all the instructions. When I don't give you every detail, but you step out on faith, knowing that as you walk, I will walk with you. The text also suggests that in the process of development, that it is sometimes good and bad. At the time God gives you something to do, some of the best development happens in pain. Oh, come on, we got to look at this here. In verse 5 of the chapter, Abraham tells the guards that are with him and Isaac, y'all stay here. Me and Isaac is going up to worship. Going up to worship. As they go to worship, they carry the fire. They carry the wood. And they carry the dagger. They carry all the instruments that would be used to kill Isaac. I cannot kill my son without having some pain in this development. I'm going to worship now, carrying some things that will cause me pain.
Go ahead.
Sometimes we have to go to worship.
Go ahead.
Carrying some stuff that has the potential to kill us. Somebody right here in the sanctuary today came to church carrying some stuff that has the potential to make you lose your mind. Somebody is carrying some stuff to worship now that will cause them to want to throw up their hands and shout. Is there anybody here but me again has carried some stuff that hurts, that's carrying some stuff that makes you want to cry, carrying some stuff that makes you want to lose some sleepless nights? You're carrying some stuff that makes you want to just give up. Is there anybody here who can say, I'm still going to worship? Thank God. Because even though we have to carry some stuff, He woke us up this morning. I thank God for the blessings that He has showered upon me. I know I have some pain. I know I have to struggle. But sometimes you have to get up, climb that mountain, carry that pain, and make it to the house of God to worship. Abraham and Isaac are carrying the instruments of pain. Things that can cause them great struggle, but they don't keep them. They don't keep them. The text says they build an altar.
Go ahead.
The way to release some things in your life that you are carrying, you have to lay it at the altar. When they built the altar, an angel shows up. When Abraham raises his hands, that is ready to come down. All this at the altar. When his hands was raised up as high as they can go at the point of no return, the angel steps in. You know, when your hands are up with total surrender, God has a way of stepping in. And his hand raised up, get ready to come down, that angel said, hold it. Now I know. Now God knows. I can trust you. Can God trust you? When his hands in the air, he was letting the Lord know, I'm taking you at your word. You said it. I believe it. And that's enough. God can't trust everybody. It ain't the time to fall out. It ain't the time to fall apart. If you trust the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all you got to do is do what he tells you to do.
Amen.
Right. The minute Abraham gets his hands up as a sign of surrender, total surrender, The angel steps in. When you get your hands totally surrender, saints, that is when God can use you. God can work with you. God can trust you. The text is telling us and teaching us that there is a divine appointment to our willingness of obedience. Abraham looked and saw a ram in the thicket. But I discovered something, Pastor.
Well,
rams and thickets don't grow on mountains.
Hey. Well, it happened, it,
a ram's lungs can't deal with high altitude. Mountain goats hang on the mountain. Rams hang in the valley. Well, thickets hang in the valley. What that is showing us, when you go up on a mountain with God, God will show some stuff on the mountain that's supposed to be in the valley. On a mountaintop experience. If you trust God, God will show you some things that will blow your mind. God says, go to the mountain that I showed you. Don't you pick one out. Abraham goes to that mountain. But when he comes back down, good God Almighty, God is awesome. He does not come back down with no more than what he went up with. He comes back down with Isaac and himself. The only thing he comes back with was what he started. Sometimes we have to shout just because we maintain.
All right.
Is there anybody here that's happy? They haven't lost their house, haven't lost their mind, haven't lost their job, but they're still maintaining. I'm going to shout because I haven't lost nothing.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Is there anybody here happy after all the hell you've been through all year? You still maintain it. I got my joy. I still got my sanity. I still got my peace. I'm still maintaining. God will keep you. Even when you come back down from the mountain. With all of this, you see, people still singing the songs of Zion.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Still worshiping.
Yeah.
Keep on maintaining.
Yeah.
Move when God says move.
Yeah.
I thank God for my pain.
Yeah.
Thank Him for my troubles.
Yeah.
I thank Him for sleepless nights.
Yeah.
Because I know Eddie, He's going to wake me up. Keep on praising God. Keep on taking Him at His promises. Is there anybody here who's still standing? Who's still holding on?
to cause them changing hands. If God had done anything for you, and you still maintaining what God gave you, you need to shout. You need to thank Him. You need to bless His name. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm maintaining. Even when it seems like I want to quit, the Lord fights your battles. The Lord dries your tears. The Lord loves you. He rocks you to sleep at night. Even when you get bad news, you still got your joy. Still clothed in your right mind. Still eating God's food. Sleeping in God's house. Haven't lost nothing. Everything you got, you still got it. And they even give you a little more. Are you maintaining? Yeah. Are you maintaining? Yeah. Go on up to the mountain and let God trust you. Can God trust you? Can He trust you? Yes, He can. Saints, God give us test after test after test to see if we can qualify to keep what we got. God can't trust everybody. Everybody can't take pain. Everybody can't take disappointment. But if you trust in the Lord, He will bless you. He will keep you. He'll rock you to sleep at night.
I felt so